This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More fierce weather today from coast to coast. Snow, rain, freezing rain, ice, depending upon where you are. The AP's Donna Warder.
Meteorologist Zach Taylor of the National Weather Service says expect more snow and frigid temperatures in Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania, and New York, where yesterday a plane slid off a snowy taxiway in Rochester.
Storm system moves through and brings the snow. It's just going to reinforce some of that cold air. Especially across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast.
And on the West Coast, Oregon's governor has declared a statewide emergency after days of freezing rain and the tragedy in which a pregnant woman, her 15-year-old brother, and her boyfriend slipped on ice and touched a downed live wire. All three were killed. I'm Donna Warder.
A cargo plane had to make an emergency landing last night in Miami, but it wasn't the weather. It was engine failure, says Atlas Air. The plane landed safely. They'll try to figure out now why that happened. There are differences of opinion, even among top Israelis, about how Israel should handle its war with Hamas and what it should do to get hostages back.
An Israeli war cabinet member says only a ceasefire deal can win the hostages' release. Gadi Eisenkot says those claiming the hostages can be freed through military pressure were spreading illusions, the former army chief's comments broadcast on Israel's Channel 12 television station late Thursday were the latest sign of a growing rift among political and military leaders over the direction of Israel's war on Hamas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Opponents of abortion rights are rallying in Washington on this snowy Friday. It's the March for Life. Thousands of protesters are expected on the National Mall. There'll be speeches and a march past the Supreme Court and the U.S. Capitol. This is AP News. Turns out pigs may be able to help human beings.
A first-ever experiment shows how pigs might one day help people who have liver failure. Surgeons at the University of Pennsylvania attached the liver of a pig to a brain-dead human body and watched it successfully filter blood. The liver was outside the donated body. The idea is to eventually try the technique in patients with liver failure. For decades, animal-to-human transplants have failed because people's immune systems rejected the foreign tissue. Now, scientists are trying again with pigs whose organs have been genetically modified to be more human-like. The FDA is considering whether to allow a small number of people who need a new organ to volunteer for rigorous studies of either pig hearts or kidneys. I'm Ed Donahue.
More than 300 journalists were jailed around the world toward the end of 2023 because of their work, says the Committee to Protect Journalists. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.